Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from, he's actually in the Central Time Zone because it's time to visit grandbabies, which I fully get that. I do that as often as I can, too. Joining us again is writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today, sir? How are you finding Texas?
I'm doing very well. What was the question?
How are you finding Texas? Do you like Texas?
Oh, yeah, I like it. The sun doesn't shine quite as much as in Arizona, but it's okay.
I saw one of your Arizonian state senators, I think his name is Contreras, telling everybody to, if you're scared, stay in your house. Might be time to move to Texas. I don't know, Dean. Anyway, enough of that drivel. You're one of the only ones that's really keeping count as well as you do. And who's looking at it, the landscape of the Constitutional Carry Club has changed dramatically since we talked on Friday. So let's go back, let's talk about Alabama.
Okay. Well, Alabama has been trying to get a constitutional carry bill through for several years. And it always seemed likely that it would because Alabama has more carry permit holders by percentage than any other state. About one-third of adults in Alabama have a carry permit. You don't exactly need a carry permit for open carry,
right,
except if you travel by car in Alabama. So it was inconvenient to open carry if you're going anywhere by car, because you'd have to take your protective firearm off, unload it, put it in the case, put it in the car, and then when you stopped the car and got out, then you could reverse the procedure. We had a similar situation in Wisconsin for quite a long time. That's just inconvenient. And so they've been trying to get constitutional carry for quite a few years. And one of the primary forces in pushing for constitutional carry in Alabama was Representative Strickland. Let's see, maybe I've got that name right. Let's see, no, Stringer, I'm sorry, Shane Stringer. And Shane Stringer felt so strong about the necessity and the ethics of restoring constitutional carry in Alabama, that he was fired from his position as a deputy sheriff, a captain in the Mobile County Sheriff's Department, because the sheriff was against constitutional carry, and he told Stringer that if you don't change your views as a state representative on constitutional carry, he'll fire you, and he did fire him. But that didn't stop Stringer from continuing to push for constitutional carry. And so this year is like a magic year for constitutional carry in Alabama. And they there were a couple of compromises they made to the bill. One was they agreed to reimburse sheriff's offices if they lost the money that they would otherwise get from permits. In other words, if the number of permits in a county went down so that the sheriff lost revenue from those permits, because in Alabama, the money from the permits goes directly to the sheriff's office. It doesn't go to the general fund. So the sheriffs were worried that they would lose revenue if they passed constitutional carry. So they created a fund saying that if the revenue from permits went down, which it doesn't necessarily have to, in most states, the number of permits has stayed about the same or gone up. But if it goes down, they'll be reimbursed for the next 3 years as they wean the sheriffs from this permit money, if it actually goes down. And there's reason to believe it'll stay the same. So that was one compromise they made. And then another was that if a police officer asks you if you have a permit, or if you have a, if you're armed with a handgun, you have to tell them. Well, I don't think that's too bad. I can live with that. And so what happened, from my point of view, I'll add a little thing there. I found out that it was passed on March 10th, let's see, 1 hour, or let's see, at about 3.05 p.m. in the afternoon. So I immediately started writing about the bill. And about 2 hours after that, it was published on AMLAB. Only Governor Ivey had already signed it into law about 20 minutes after I started writing about it. So the article was slightly out of date right immediately. But that article was published on AMLAB, and then we published another article saying that the bill had been signed and had become law in Alabama. Now, the way that a standard law works in Alabama is that it goes into effect the 1st of January next year. So the law will go into effect on January 1st, 2023.
Okay.
So that meant that Alabama became the 22nd state to restore constitutional carry. And we have several others that are in process.
Well, hang on.
Restoring constitutional carry.
Hang on right there, because I have a question. So, you know, a lot of these guys don't like permits. Well, they like permits when people are proposing constitutional carry. But if they could do away with it, they would not let people carry guns anywhere they could. And they try to list, you know, you can't carry a gun here. I don't know if you've noticed. Well, you probably, here in South Carolina in Walmart, they have a sign on the front door saying, please do not carry a gun in the open here. And I'm almost certain that in places where open carry has been forever in force, you don't have those signs in a Walmart there. So
it's
all of,
strange.
Yeah.
I will tell you that in Arizona, the sign, I haven't seen signs on Walmart, but I don't look real hard.
Yeah.
But they don't enforce them.
Right.
And they're very, from what I can tell, they don't have the force of law. And, you know, basically, it requests. It doesn't order you to. It doesn't say you cannot carry. It's just as we prefer if you did. It's kind of a difference.
Yeah, a big difference. But this is all good news. And this is just the beginning of the good news. We're coming up on a break. There's more good news to follow, because Dean has been following it. And we will talk about that very shortly. Now, Dean has been writing for I don't know how long. You don't have to tell me right now, Dean. You can tell me in the next go-round. But at AmmoLand, where he is the most prolific, biggest, most published writer there, according to Freddie Reel, who is the publisher of AmmoLand, AmmoLand is the biggest website of its kind on the planet, bar none. And Dean has 1,900 plus, or maybe we could say approaching 2,000 articles waiting on you there. Nobody's ever going to catch him. Nobody's ever going to catch him. AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and when we speak in Friday, you know, we were out there, and there's a lot. It could be almost over half of the United States would be constitutional carry, and like I said earlier, that whole landscape changed dramatically between Friday and today. So now let's go to Ohio. Because what did you now? Let's dig into this one, because DeWine, not exactly what I would, you know, he's not Captain Six Gun. He's not exactly what I would call a Second Amendment staunch supporter, is he?
No, he's not. But he was facing a tough primary coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah,
and that can make a big difference in the way that candidate views the world.
Yep.
Now the bill SB 215, like the SB 215, that Senate Bill 215, was sent to him. I think it was about a week. It'll be about 10 days ago now, and he only has so much time that he could veto the bill or sign the bill, or it would become law without his signature.
Right.
And he signed the SB 215, which is the constitutional carry law that was passed in Ohio, on 5 p.m., just a little before 5 p.m. on Monday, March 14th. And if he had not signed it by midnight, which was, I think, another 7 hours, it would have become law anyway. So he waited until, you know, within 7 hours of the bill becoming law to sign it. So he either had some hesitancy or he had some type of tactical or strategic reason, believing that it was better if he waited until almost the last minute. But he did sign it, and it has become law. But it won't go into effect right away. Most laws have a certain period for people to become adjusted to the law, for the word to go out to the various prosecutors and legal authorities so that they don't continue to arrest people for what is no longer an offense. In most states, what happens is in that interim period, they don't prosecute for something that is no longer an offense, but occasionally you'll have prosecutors that will do it. But in this case, by my calculation, the law will go into effect on the 14th of June, 2022. So this law will actually go into effect, you know, more than 6 months before the Alabama law will go into effect.
Wow.
But because they signed the Alabama law before the October law, I count Alabama as being the 22nd state, and Ohio as being the 23rd state constitutional carry, to restore constitutional carry. Now, there's little variation. Every state has what I consider to be relatively small variations. Some states, a minority of the constitutional carry states, it's anybody who is 18 years and older who is qualified to carry a handgun without a permit. And in Ohio, it's 21 years of age or older, which is more common. That's the more common age restriction. And then there's variations on that, depending. If you're in the National Guard or if you're in the U.S. military, several states allow you to carry if you're 18. And then if you, there's some restrictions on what you can carry. Some people don't, or some states don't allow you to carry short-barreled rifles or shotguns, for example. So, this is, it's a pretty good constitutional carry law, and the people in Ohio have been working on this, getting it through for a long time. And as you know, our legislatures are set up in such a way that it's not easy to pass a law or to repeal laws and restore a state where the law was not in effect. And so that's been a very long and difficult process, but they got it done in Ohio, and Ohio is now the 23rd member of the Constitutional Carry Club. And that's, so that's two this year already. And in area, it means if we look at the land area of the United States, we're at about 58%, or 59%, getting close to 60% of the United States that's now under a jurisdiction that has restored or had constitutional carry law.
How many states, have we ever looked at how many states border places like California and New York State that where they have constitutional carry or a very liberal may issue policy? And when I mean liberal, I mean liberty
like. You mean like shall issue?
Shall issue, yeah. Yeah. Did I say may issue? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, we have the three northeast states of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine all have constitutional carry. Vermont is, I think, adjacent to upstate New York. And we have in California, Arizona is adjacent to California.
Right.
So, and then Oregon is adjacent to the northern part of California. They don't have constitutional carry, at least not yet. I haven't given up on them. But they have a fairly straightforward shall issue law on the northern.
Right.
And Nevada has, which also borders California, has a shall issue law that's not that difficult to get. So, and then let's see, when we get on the other side of New York.
Hang on right there. Hang on for just a second. We're coming up on the next break. All of this coming straight off of the pages of Amaland.com, where Dean is the biggest writer there is, which makes him the biggest writer on the planet of his type. It's a good thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, talking on Newsmax, said he agrees with President Obama's former Secretary of Defense that Joe Biden's not the guy to be handling foreign policy, especially as the battle rages on in Ukraine.
Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, under Obama, who said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for the last four decades, and his string continues. The weakness that President Biden has conveyed to our enemies has emboldened them.
And as gas prices continue to hold steady for the third day, the price of Brent crude has dropped by over 30% in the last week from $139 a barrel to just under $100 per barrel. However, at the gas pump, the national average has only dropped less than 1 cent to $4.31 per gallon. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers in red states, including Missouri, Texas, and Idaho, are pushing abortion and gender-affirming medical care bills that would restrict residents from seeking abortions beyond their state lines. A Missouri representative introduced legislation that would allow people to sue anyone suspected of helping a resident get an abortion in a different state. Republican Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who was behind the bill, told the Washington Post she's been talking to anyone who would listen about legal strategies for thwarting Missourians from seeking abortions in other states. The White House is marking Equal Pay Day by taking new steps aimed at ending the gender pay gap for federal workers and contractors. President Joe Biden is signing an executive order that encourages the government to consider banning federal contractors from seeking information about job applicants' prior salary history. And a new Labor Department directive is aimed at strengthening federal contractors' obligations to audit payrolls to help guard against pay disparities based on gender, race, or ethnicity. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten from, right now he's visiting grandkids, but he's the biggest writer at Ammo Land, and we were, you know, Friday when we spoke, we had high hopes. And I would have to say that what we've actually gotten out of this has turned out to be probably better than my hopes were anyway. So let's now move. We've got 23 states that are members of the Constitutional Carry Club. Let us now move to Georgia.
Yes, and I'll just finish answering your question for those who are interested in. Pennsylvania and Connecticut are contiguous with New York as well, and both of them have shall issue laws.
The reason I was asking that is, you know, these states that like New York and California, they're always talking about, well, other states that have lesser laws than we have. That's the reason all the guns come from there to us. They never talk about the fact that lots of people are carrying guns. Do they never mention that? Is that just never part of their lexicon?
And, you know, it's a really strange quirk of illogic, because if they think the guns and the laws that allow, that are not as strict as they would like in those states cause the crime, then how come those states have lower crime rates?
Yeah.
You know, that's a very, it's a difficult thing for them to answer. What we see is that just the mere presence of guns does not cause crime. As much as the left would like to believe it's true, it's simply not true. And they perform various statistical tricks, like only allowing a comparison with certain states or certain nations and not taking the entire data set into consideration and that sort of thing. That's how they use statistical tricks to lie with statistics, to make it appear that in some cases more guns lead to more crime, but it's just not true.
Right. So, now let's move to Georgia.
Very good. In Georgia, Governor, we have a very interesting situation here, and it's, of course, all about politics. People have been trying to pass constitutional carry in Georgia for a long time. And they could get it passed in the Senate, but they couldn't get it passed a committee in the House. And there was one particular representative in Georgia who didn't like the idea of people carrying guns without a permit. And he's on record as saying that he did not like the idea and that they had to very carefully control who could carry a gun and who couldn't. But he gave up his chairmanship last year, and there was a different chairman in that committee. In addition to that, Governor Kemp is running for re-election, and he faces a tough primary fight, primarily because he is seen as having botched the response to the irregularities in the 2020 presidential election. And more and more of those irregularities are becoming publicly known and obvious to anybody who looks at the data. So Governor Kemp wants to stay governor, so he, I believe, is trying to burnish his credentials as a conservative by passing constitutional carry.
Right.
And with Governor Kemp behind the bill, and with the House having changed critical committee chair, a version of constitutional carry has passed both the Senate, which is SB 319, and the House, with I think it's HB 1358. And so both of those have passed. And Governor Kemp will sign a bill that gets through because he has been campaigning hard on passing a bill. So what has to happen is that either the Senate bill is accepted by the House, or the House bill is accepted by the Senate, or it goes to a reconciliation committee where they change the wordings a little bit and submit it back to both House, both the House and the Senate for passage. The easiest is for one or the other to accept the wording of the other chamber. And then they would send that bill to Governor Kemp, which I fail to see a circumstance in which he would not sign. So, essentially, in Georgia, we're just waiting for some kind of a reconciliation committee or a conference committee between the House and the Senate to accept one or other of the bill or to come up with some kind of compromise.
Right.
And I think that either one of those will work, and they will probably accept one or other of the bills that have already been passed in the other House, because that's the fastest and easiest way to get the bill through.
Right.
And then Governor Kemp would sign it, and then Georgia would become another constitutional carry state. But there's at least two other states that are in the running for being the next constitutional carry state. And so it's not clear that Georgia will be like the 24th. It might be the 25th, or it might even be the 26th. So we won't know that for a while. And so I think it's like about a 75 to 80% chance that Georgia will become a constitutional carry state this year. I just don't know what sequence it will be in or exactly when it will happen. And I'm not sure how important it is that the sequence be one way or another, but I do see some politicians saying, why have we not passed this when all these other states have already passed it? We shouldn't be the last one to do so.
Right.
So that sometimes is used as an argument to push for passage of the bill. And I think it'll happen. Here's a quote from Governor Kemp on Twitter. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter, but sometimes you get information there.
Sure.
And says, I am committed to working with both the Georgia House and Senate to get constitutional carry across the finish line. So, you know, governors in a state have a lot of largesse. They can distribute. You know, they have committees that they can, nonprofits will back their choice, and they can appoint somebody to a position that pays well or is prominent in the news. They have a fair amount of tools at their disposal to reward people who are willing to work with them to get what they want.
Right.
And that works both ways. We saw it in Louisiana when the governor there was able to hand out largesse to prevent constitutional carry, which had two-thirds majority in both houses there. But he managed to sway a couple of legislators in such a way that they were not able to override his veto. So, go ahead.
We're coming up on the last break. So when Dean and I last convened, it was 21. Now there's 23, with a whole bunch of other players on deck. A whole bunch of them seeming like they're going to be coming this way. And you can follow his progress of what he's been observing at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about all of the new Concealed Carry Club members that are out there and the ones that are... So how many are on deck besides
Well,
Georgia?
I would say we have three on deck.
Okay.
We have Indiana, we have Georgia, which we just talked about, and we have Nebraska. And... it's not certain which one will come through first, but my money would be on Indiana. Indiana passed their bill through their legislature by significant majorities, but it kind of just squeaked through in the sense that they had some internal politics. One of the key committee chairs did everything they could, and they are called a Republican, by the way, to kill the bill. And they had to go through several different used but not common procedures
right.
to get the bill to a vote in both the House and the Senate. But they did, and it passed with over two-thirds, I think it was 68% margin in the House and a 60% margin in the Senate. And I have learned today... that it finally, I mean, there's administrative procedures that have to be done, and that bill is on Governor Hochul's desk today. So he has, by my count, until the 22nd of March to sign it, veto it, and if he does neither, it becomes law. So it's time limited. No, there's only a week. For him to do something, and he's looking at a primary challenge as well, and so I don't think he will veto it. And one of the reasons he won't veto it is the governor's veto power in Indiana is very weak. The legislature can override it with simple majority vote in both houses, and they've already given 68% in the House and 60% in the Senate. And the veto is not time limited to this session, which just ended. they can veto it any time in the next session. So he doesn't have a lot of power there.
Right.
And so what does he gain by vetoing it? He might keep the law from going into effect, you know, for a few months, but he'd almost certainly have veto overridden. And if he does sign it or allow it to go in the law, at least he hasn't completely angered a large number of vigorous, active Second Amendment activists in the state. He might gain some slight approval among the media, which has been pushing articles saying, oh, no, blood in the streets. We can't have it. Stop it. The police don't want it. Please stop it. You know, that kind of article. So I think my best bet is that he'll do nothing. It'll go into law on the 22nd. And we already talked about what's happening in Georgia. But then we have Nebraska, which they have been, the activists there, well, the Second Amendment activists, have been trying to get permitless carry, constitutional carry, through in Nebraska for years, for at least 6 years. And in particular, it's been pushed hard by a single senator, Senator Tom Brewer. Brewer is a Second Amendment activist. He was a colonel and fought in a couple of our wars. He's a competitive shooter. I'm not real familiar, but there are what they're called sniper competitions. I'm sure they don't drop these guys in a war zone and see how many people they kill.
Right.
But they're competitions designed to mimic sniper activity, and he's won a couple of them. So he's an excellent shot, and he is not easily dissuaded. And passing constitutional carry has been a priority for him since he was elected about 6 years ago. And I talked to him about a year ago. And when I talked to him, maybe a little more, he said that he had the vote to get it through the legislature. And in Nebraska is unique in it, it's the only unicameral legislature in the state. All the other states have two houses. Nebraska only has one. And it has 49 senators in that one house. So a simple majority is 25. But as with many places, the hard part is getting it through the committee process. Well, this year he got it through the committee process. But when I called his office to talk about the progress that had been made, I talked to I'm not sure if it's his chief of staff, but it's the executive, might be a chief of staff there in the office, and who also is a retired colonel, by the way. And he sort of talked me through what they need to do. And what happens is they have what's called a general file. It's considered the most difficult hurdle to get a bill through in Nebraska. And people are allowed to debate on the bill for 8 hours under this when it's in general file. And once the 8 hours are done and people have debated for that long time, then they have a closure vote. And the closure vote needs 33 votes or two-thirds of the Senate to pass the bill. So here's a possibility where a minority of senators, 17 of them, could kill a bill. But that went to a vote. Senator Brewer called for a closure vote, and the bill passed with 33 votes. And then three opponents of the bill changed their vote, so it officially had 36 votes. So, but that's not the end of it. There are two more votes that it has to go through in Nebraska that have to get 33 votes. There's a special session where there's only 4 hours of debate, and then the vote for closure comes up, and you need 33 votes. It's been scheduled for that, but it hasn't happened yet. And then finally you have what's called the final read in Nebraska. And again, you need 33 votes. But there's only 2 hours of debate. Now, since it's passed in the general file with 8 hours of debate, it seems likely it will make it through the, it's not special file, excuse me, it's select file vote. And then, again, it's likely to make the final reading vote. That's going to be probably another week or so, and then it gets sent to the governor. And the governor has 5 days to sign it or veto it. If he does nothing, the bill becomes the law. And the governor in Nebraska has generally been Second Amendment friendly. So I think it's got a good chance of getting through.
Right.
But things happen. You know, it hasn't been done yet. And things can happen. I think Brewer's done an outstanding job in the state on shepherding that bill through what, you know, you have to really study Nebraska's laws. It's got some unique procedures, I should say. It has some very unique procedures, unlike any other state, because it is a unicameral system.
Right.
But I think it's got a good chance. Better than 50%. I'd give it about a 65% chance of getting through. And if those three states, Indiana, Georgia, and Nebraska, all become constitutional carry states, we'll have 26 states that have constitutional carry, and it'll be, that's over half the states, and it would be roughly about 65, 66% of the land area of the country would be ruled by legislators that have restored constitutional carry.
I wonder if they have that broken down into, you know what, we'll have to talk about that on Friday. Because we are out of time. Thank you very much for joining me. Enjoy the grandbabies.
Yeah, I will. I hope they didn't cause a disruption. I can hear them in the background.
Not at all. Not at all. Thank you very,
very
much.
Very good. And it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.